New Orleans convicted murderer not tried as adult. Mother of victim furious, he needs to learn a lesson. By Ethan Letkman on August 31, 2022. A New Orleans teenager who pleaded guilty to murdering another teenager last year was tried as a juvenile instead of as an adult by Democrat Orleans Parish District Attorney Jason Williams, leaving the victim's mother furious. Frederick Carter, then 15, was accused of murdering Kyron Allen, 15, with a firearm at 1600 Iberville Street on August 1, 2021, according to Fox 8. Three other people were shot but survived their injuries. Carter, now 16, has been convicted of one second-degree murder charge and three second-degree attempted murder charges but is only serving a juvenile sentence, meaning that he will be released from prison when he is 21 years of age, per WWL-TV. Nellen's mother, Nekesha McLaughlin, is furious that her son's accused killer was not tried as an adult. "I'm a mom, so I hurt for his mom, I feel for his mom," McLaughlin told Fox 8. "I never want anyone to go through the pain of having your kid behind bars, let alone losing a kid. Because I cry every day about mine." McLaughlin met Williams last month to discuss her son's case. According to the mother, the meeting initially seemed productive but turned into disappointment following the district attorney's recent move to not try Carter as an adult. She slammed Williams for setting a precedent for New Orleans teenagers that their actions might not have consequences if they commit a crime. "What are you telling the other youth that's out here, getting into trouble? I don't like the message that it's giving. And it's making life as we know it very fearful. Just to be out on the street," McLaughlin added. "I feel like he needs to learn a lesson." In a public statement regarding Nellen's case, Williams District Attorney's Office gave a vague explanation of its reasoning for trying Carter as a juvenile. "Each referral screened by the DA's office is handled on a case-by-case basis to ensure justice and appropriate accountability," the Orleans District Attorney's Office said via Fox 8. In this case, Frederick Carter pled guilty in juvenile court and was sentenced to juvenile life in prison. The office then thanked McLaughlin for her participation in the case. The office did not mention if they ever considered trying Carter as an adult. McLaughlin now aims to make something positive out of her grief as she has started a new foundation, K3 Lives, a foundation focused on community outreach with the purpose of preventing similar tragedies from happening to other families, WWL-TV reported. You can follow Ethan Letkman on Twitter at @EthanLetkman.